Riley Smith will kick it away. Dowling in their maroon jerseys, white pants, white helmets. White pants and white jerseys for Iowa City West with gold helmets. Smith puts a charge into this one, high end over end kick, and it's going to bounce in the end zone. And the Trojans will take over. First down and 10 from their own 20-yard line to begin this Class 4A state championship game.
Yeah, that kickoff sailed about 2-3 yards into the end zone. High school rules, you cannot bring it out if it crosses the goal line. So the Trojans are going to take over under the direction of Evan Flitz at their own 20-yard line.
Gary's number one key to the game for West was to start fast offensively, and that's exactly what they are going to try to do. Four wide receivers set, two to either side. Flitz in the shotgun, Tremel Roberts to his left. Four down linemen for Dowling, and now Roberts splits out wide. Empty backfield for Flitz. Flitz, back to pass, throws over the middle, has Roberts, it's tipped up and dropped. Had him streaking right down the seam, hit him in the shoulder pads, incomplete. Second down and 10 upcoming for Iowa City West.
Yeah, that was a completion, but just couldn't hold on to it. But what I liked, Flitz laid it right on the money. Those balls will be caught. Got a lot of nerves going right now on both sides of the ball. Typically, Tremel's going to haul that thing in.
West in the slot to the left, flanked by Buchanan. Godet, the lone receiver, to the right. Flitz in the shotgun. He's going to fake the handoff. Fire over the middle, has Buchanan. He has a first down out across the 35 to the 37-yard line. So two consecutive plays, a gain of 17. Iowa City West spreading things out here early on.
You got Flitz throwing ropes, tight ropes right there. Travis Buchanan, we need him in the lineup. It's good to see him back in there. He's going to have a big night. I just have that feeling.
Iowa City West goes with a huddle. Now they break it with Buchanan and West once again split out to the left. Wing right formation. Owen McAravey is the fullback with Travis Buchanan, the running back. Flitz is in the pistol. Austin West comes in motion. They fake the handoff to him. Now they're going to throw it to him. He makes the catch, has room. 40, 45, midfield, down the sideline. Pushed out of bounds inside the 45-yard line of Dowling. Another first down for Iowa City West, a gain of 19.
Three consecutive pass plays by West High right there. Is that confidence in Evan Flitz or what? Coach Hartwick mentioned there's not a quarterback in the state of Iowa that he would rather have over Evan Flitz. He loves that kid.
Double wing formation, two tight ends, one to either side, one receiver to either side. Godet to the top of the formation, Buchanan down here to the left. They're going to hand off up the middle to Roberts, and he has maybe a yard, but he lowers his shoulder, stays in the middle of the field. Second down and 9 upcoming. Brought down by Mitch Riggs, the middle linebacker. It's going to be very important for the running backs for Iowa City West when there is not room there. Get upfield and take the yards that they give you. Don't try to bounce it outside because Dowling will run you down. I formation behind Flitz. Roberts is the running back. He gets the carry up the middle, and he has nowhere to go. Brought down in the backfield. A loss of 1 on the play. Riggs in there once again to make the tackle. Third down and 10 upcoming for the Trojans.
Yeah, Riggs is awfully tough. Very active linebacker for the Maroons coming in. I'm not so sure he isn't the leading tackler.
He is. He's their leading tackler in the season.
108 tackles coming into the game, up to 110. He has two here already on this possession. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Wing right formation, Flitz in the shotgun. Dowling showing blitz, and now a penalty flag on the play before the snap.
There is 4 seconds left on the play clock, so it's not a delay of game.
We'll get the call.
Dead ball, false start, 74, offense, 5-yard penalty, third down.
It's going to go on the right guard, Nate Daniels. And so that will back Iowa City West up to the Dowling 49-yard line. Third down and 15. Two receivers either side. The Dowling crowd coming alive here on the near sideline. Four down linemen shown by the Maroons. Flitz in the shotgun. Roberts to his right. Flitz back to pass. They rush four. He steps up, throws down the right sideline, going up.
Oh, look at that catch.
First down West. All the way down to the 28-yard line.
Back shoulder grab by Geesland right there.
21 yards.
Watch this on the jumbo screen right here, you guys. Look at this pass.
Tramell Roberts picked up the outside edge rusher from the right side. First down, Iowa City West.
How beautiful was that?
Two receivers either side once again. Flitz in the shotgun. Roberts to his right. Flitz back to pass. Is going to swing it out to Roberts. Low throw. He makes the catch. Makes a man miss. Sidesteps a man at the 25, inside the 25. To about the 24-yard line, a gain of three, second down and seven upcoming for the Trojans. Well, they had originally, yes, they mark them out at the 24-yard line.
This offensive line's doing an outstanding job giving Flitz enough time to throw. That was not his primary receiver.
Geesland got a humongous crackback block.
Big time block by Geesland right there.
Wing to the left formation, twins, receivers to the left, one to the right. McAravy is the fullback. Flitz is in the pistol. Roberts gets the carry up the middle.
Oh!
20, 15, sidesteps a man, brought down hard at the 13-yard line, but not until he gains 11 in a first down. Finally brought down hard by Jack Bertram, the free safety. But first down and 10 upcoming for West inside the 15 at the 14-yard line.
West High, what do we say? Come out of the gate quick, and that's exactly what they're doing right here.
Now they're going to try to finish a drive, something they struggled a little bit to do last year.
Score in that red zone.
Buchanan one-on-one to the near side. Godet split out wide to the right. Flitz in the pistol. Hand off to Roberts. Hesitation move inside the 10. Brought down at the 9. It's a gain of 5. Second down and 5 upcoming. Once again brought down by number 43, the free safety, Jack Bertram, a 5'10", 180-pound senior.
Hey, we hope that Bertram is the leading tackler tonight. That means we're in that second level, you guys. So far, so good. Keep your fingers crossed. West High is coming out there on fire right now.
A tight end to the right, it's Doyle. A fullback to the right, it's McAravy. Flitz in the shotgun. One receiver either side. Flitz off the play action, back to pass, has all kinds of time, scrambles out to the right, looking down the field, throws over the middle, has a man, touchdown, Jalen Godet. Iowa City West on the board early, they strike first blood.
You've got a quarterback who doesn't panic. You have a quarterback who can extend the play. You have a quarterback that plays with his eyes. You have receivers that understand the depth of the field and making sure that they aren't bunching up. Travis Buchanan, what a stud.
Lucas Carwall on to attempt the extra point. It is up and it is good. I think a lot of people wondered if Iowa City West was going to send a message early. They were ready to play. Message sent. They lead it 7-0 with 8:32 remaining in the first quarter. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Football in the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, in the North Gym, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids.